and nice enough to join us now is my man John Service. He's got stakes runners at both Laurel and Gulfstream today. Hey, John, thanks for joining us this morning on the program.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Doing good, my man. How are you doing? How's the big filly doing?
She's doing good. She's doing good. I'm actually up north right now. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow morning heading south. Lay eyes on her again, but my son tells me she's doing very good.
Yeah, that was a couple of fantastic performances. First, across town here at Belmont in the Frisette, and then, of course, at Churchill Downs for the Breeders' Cup. At what point did she kind of tout herself that she was going to be a good one, John?
Well, she's always trained well from the beginning. I mean, we've liked her all along. You know, obviously, we hoped she'd be as good as she is, but we didn't know. But, you know, like I said, she's trained well from the beginning, and her first effort was a very good effort, even though she got beat, and then she came back off of that and rattled off some wins.
Her race in the Breeders' Cup was so visually pleasing. I mean, I imagine it was for you especially, but I mean, what a tremendous performance. Just so effortless, so smooth. Were you expecting that?
No. I going into the Frisette, the race before Delaware, which was 5.5, there was some wicked speed in the race. So she got outrun a little bit early and settled nice off the pace and then ran them down through the stretch. So when we stretched out to the Frisette, I looked at the race and I thought there was some speed in there, especially inside of us. And I'd mentioned to Joelle that I thought that there was plenty of speed in here, and best bet probably be just sit just off of him and ask her when he had to. He left there and she left there running and put him on the lead, and that was it. Just carried him around there.
Yeah, she was good, and the same thing essentially in the Breeders' Cup. You have an outline as to, I mean, I would assume the Kentucky Oaks is the main early goal of the year. Do you have an outline as to how you want to get her there?
Yeah, she's been back in training a few weeks now. She hadn't breezed yet, so we're probably going to miss the February race at Gulfstream, which I think is the Devonna Dale or the Forward Cat, whichever one it is. So we'll probably go into one in March, which is a flat mile, and then see how she does there. And if everything goes well, we'll probably do either the Gulfstream Oaks or the Ashland and then the Oaks. Everything goes as planned.
You have, of course, had all the success with Smarty Jones back in 03 and 04, Derby win, Preakness win. How was it getting that Breeders' Cup win?
Fantastic. It's something I always wanted on my resume, and I had only run in it one other time, and it didn't work out well. And I don't like to go to any of those races unless I feel I have a legitimate chance. And I went in there feeling like we had a legitimate chance. So to get the job done and have her run the race she did and come out of it the way she did and all, it was very pleasing.
Action today at both Laurel and Gulfstream for the John Service Barn. You'll kick it off with another nice little two-year-old in the Heft, race number three, Press Virginia. Two-year-old gelded son of Blame. Boy, he's done nothing wrong in his first two starts, huh?
No, he hasn't. I mean, he's a nice little West Virginia bred that we bought at Keeneland. And, he started to show some talent, probably about 2 months into his training. And I took him to Penn National and ran him for the simple reason that I had a couple colts for the maiden race here that were pretty nice, and I didn't want them to hook into each other, so I took him to Penn to try to, get his maiden out of the way where we could start managing him a little bit. And the race, the first night he was in, they canceled the races, and then they brought the race back the night of all those stakes And the race actually came up very tough. It was a pretty salty maiden race for Penn National. But, yeah, he won, and he ran a good number. And I think the horse was second and third. Both came back and won their next starts, one at Laurel and one at Penn. And he's training well going into the race. I don't think it's an easy race. I think it's a pretty salty race, to be honest with you. But he's doing good.
Yeah, it's an excellent card at Laurel today. They put on some nice races for the end of the year. If I was anywhere in the area, I'd be going to the races today. Pretty nice group of horses.
They got a really nice card there.
So let me ask you this. I know that won't be the case today because I'm sure he's in South Florida. But when you get into the paddock and you send your saddle on one, you got to look over and see that other service guy. Talk about that a little bit, huh? What a year.
He's having a tremendous year. I'm so happy for him, too. I mean, he's worked really hard to get where he's at. And we run against each other quite a bit, and we bust on each other all the time. You know, if I beat him or if he beats me. And, just as an example, one day I had a first-time starter in, and he won the race, and I finished second. And I text him after the race, thanks a lot, or something like that. And he goes, well, I owed that to you for beating me last week. And I said, yeah, but I'm not going to get 6-1 again on my horse. we do that. Yeah, we listen. We root for each other. And when we run against each other, we bust on each other if we beat one another. But really happy for Jason. I mean, he's put together a serious stable, and he's got some really nice horses. And he's had a tremendous year.
You know, I'll always be the I'm team service. Both of you guys are friendly with both of you guys, but I know you a little bit longer. I just like to point out that the service we're talking to this morning, and not too shabby either, 25% on the year, over 110 wins. A fantastic year for your barn as well, John.
Thank you. Well, we've had a great year. I mean, I almost hate to see the year come to an end. It's been such a good year, but I've got the clients that let me do that. I have some really good clients that give me the opportunity to put some nice horses in the barn, and they want to concentrate on nice horses. The horse isn't going to be a good horse. They want to move them on and try to have a solid stable, and the results are showing.
Yeah, that's great for a trainer when you have owners that understand that they want to have Saturday horses and the other ones they can run where they belong and take that money and do something else with it. You picked up a nice filly in Tricky Escape that's running in the Via Borghese today at Gulfstream. I really like this filly. I've liked her for a long, long time. She's a hard trier, but she's a little quirky. How's she doing?
She's doing okay. She's actually scratching today. Lynn Ashby had her previously, and Lynn and I both trained for John Marshall, the owner. And I didn't get her. She didn't come to me until a couple weeks ago. And he really wanted to try to run in this race, but she hasn't acclimated enough. And I explained to him, it's a lot easier coming from the warm weather going to the cold than it is going from the cold to the warm. It takes them a little longer to acclimate to that. So, unfortunately, we're going to skip today and then look for another race down the line.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to do because it's so hard. You can't, and it's hard to explain that to people how tough it is to like ship into Florida and run good. You gotta have them down there for 3 or 4 weeks before they're really ready to roll.
Yeah, and you got to get them clipped right away, get that hair off of them, and it really. The warm weather, they're not warm weather animals. They love the cold weather.
Right.
So, the warm weather is a little harder on them, and it takes some time to acclimate.
We were talking. It's funny, John. We were talking about this on the afternoon program yesterday. How Jude he'd like the horse coming back up from Florida. You remember this, Jude?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You'd like the horse coming back up from Florida. I don't think people realize, just how much you guys and gals have to think about, and that's just one, that's a great thing. And for somebody like you who does operate up here in the Northeast all winter long, but have horses down in Florida.
Well, again, like I said, it's so much easier to come out of the warm weather to the cold. I mean, I've had some horses in Florida that, you know, weren't getting in or races didn't go, and we've shipped them back north and run them within 2 weeks, and they've run great. Where you can't do that, you know, the horses leave parks and head south. Yeah, you're looking at least 30 days before they're really acclimated and settled in.
I hope somebody told DiCarlo. I don't want to hear him complaining on Twitter. You got a couple of fillies later on down at Laurel and Race 7 in the 38 Go-Go. How about that condition? That little perk to get the breeding season to Dortmund. Kaleem Shah donated that. That's in the conditions you pointed out yesterday. Miss Avalon will break from post 3 with Trevor McCarthy, and you also have Modacious from post 8 with Frankie Pennington.
And there again, you know, Modacious spiked a little temperature and left some feed, so she's going to be a scratch.
Okay.
And I'm actually putting Frankie Pennington back on Miss Avalon. Because he knows her and he's ridden her, and the owners really wanted Frankie, but so unfortunately Modacious is scratching. Frankie's back on Miss Avalon, and Miss Avalon's doing great. I just don't know if she's good enough. I mean, that's the big question. Her last race was a big effort from her, but it was against PA Breds, so you know, certainly a step up, and we'll see how she handles it.
Well, John's become like Equibase this morning. He's giving us the scratches and changes at both Laurel and...
he's way better than Equibase.
Unfortunately, it's dwindling my day down pretty good. So.
Talk about Frankie John. Pennington for a minute. He does such a great job for you, and he's kind of like, you know, a little secret.
Well, I mean, he's certainly not a secret around these parts. I mean, he's been leading rider here for, I think, 5 years in a row, maybe more. You know, young rider, very, very patient. You know, he has the patience of a saint. He sits, he waits. You know, he knows where to put a horse. He can tell if a rider in front of him's got some horse, you know, then he'll tuck in behind them, knowing that, you know, sooner or later he's going to get out of there because the horse in front of him, you know, is still in hand. And he's a family man. You know, he comes to work, gets his job done, goes home. You know, that's he's not out running around. And he's a true professional. He really is. He's a really good kid. And he rides awful good. And the results show it.
Yeah, you guys have had some fantastic success down in that Mid-Atlantic region in the last two calendar years. And we got a couple of days left here in 2018. You guys hit a 27% with over 220 mounts. That's with a positive ROI. And, of course, if you're gambling, that's what you're worried about. So you can make some money with a couple of guys who know what they're doing, Frankie Pennington and John Service. John, thanks for some time this morning. Hope the holidays were good. Have a great new year, and look forward to seeing Jaywalk back in the entries in the spring.
Happy New Year, gentlemen, and thank you very much.